It's Tuesday, the 15th of November. Halfway through already, halfway through the month. It's 8 a.m. and it's a brighter morning this morning. Dry. Still mostly overcast, I guess. And just a glimmer of southern skies from the sun. A wee while yet before it crests over the rooftops. It's colder this morning, but that's okay because we've had some pretty mild weather the past 2 or 3 days, and that has brought lots of rain. So cold but dry this morning, which is a nice wee change. So I slept well last night. I seem to be sleeping pretty deeply when I am sleeping, if you like. That makes any kind of logical sense. But I seem to go into a deep sleep, and obviously, you know, waking up and the light sleep breaks the night up, but there's lots of deep REM sleep as well. Which could something to be down to, again, the time of the year, the hibernation mode. Yes. So I'm feeling okay this morning. Feeling well within myself, if you like. Though yesterday's weather and the day before prevented me from getting out on a bike, and that's about 4 days because of 2 days of circumstances and 2 days of rotten stinking weather. So I'm beginning to get withdrawal symptoms. So hopefully today I'll get out and get those lovely, I was going to say after event endorphins, but actually during the event, you know, when you're out riding, you do get, it just makes me feel great. Except when I'm picking up a hill somewhere. But then when you get to the top of the hill, you get a wonderful glow. Yes! Made it. It's all good fun. But it's great, because I believe it's since I started back the bike, it's right at the beginning of the year, this year, right at the beginning of 2016, that it's made an awful difference to my life, how I felt mentally, and of course more physically, but no, really, I would, you know, you can have all the physicality that you want, but if your head's not right. So it's helped me both ways, greatly. And I believe that any exercise does that. Of course, that's well documented, but I think even if you are spinning, as they say, spinning lightly on the cheapest exercise bike you can get in your home or your garage or your shed, just spinning there, just enjoying things. You don't even need to work hard at it. Here's me. I'm now your life coach. A life coach, there's a thing to be, eh? Most of the life coaches that I've come across or seen on training videos or everything else, all that is about your physical, or the physical aspects of your life, your physicality, in other words. That's not a life coach. I'd say a life coach has to deal with everything about you. Okay, you know, train you how to lift weights or run or cycle or gym work or all kinds of things. But you really need to, if you're going to be a life coach, deal with the mental aspects as well. I mean, I don't say you have to be a psychologist, but, you know. So unless you're qualified to do that, then you're really not a life coach. You're just a gym instructor. That's my opinion anyway. I could be wrong. Aye, aye. The birds are eating the seed at a rate of knots. I fill those feeders and a couple of days later they're empty again. Mrs. Blackbird has been noticeable by her absence. She's there, but I seldom see her for some reason. I don't know what's going on at all. We had a cat. Well, my wife told me when I came out of the shower, there was a big furry brown cat sitting on one of our window ledges. Is that you, Mrs. Blackbird? Did you come down when it is her? Yes, it's her. But the reason she was difficult to recognise is that she's went through the molt and she's got a new livery for the winter and she's looking great. But she lost that wee white patch that she had all through the summer, I think through stress, on her forehead. So she's looking great, but I know it's her because of the way she's going about here in front of me. Isn't that right? So that's good news. I was worried for a wee bit. Yes, my wife said there was a big brown cat on the kitchen windowsill this morning. And we've never had a cat ever do that. So she had to shoo it from the window. I hate cats in my garden. I'm just being blunt and honest about it. I hate them in my garden. Because they're only there for one reason. That's to kill birds. And I hate them in my garden. I don't hate cats. I actually like cats. Please keep your cats in. Or your own garden. Don't make excuses for them that when someone complains that they've just killed birds in your garden, you know. Well, that's what cats do. Not really an excuse, is it? So I hate them when they come into my garden. I shoo them and chase them with a vengeance. I wouldn't kill one, but I'd certainly do my damnedest, throw a brush at it or something. Because I know what they're there for. I'm sorry, I don't want to get wound up this morning, so I'm going to go now. Right, that's enough. Calm down. Calm down. See, are we all well-being just about shot out the window there? Right, I'm going before I say any more.